Welcome to Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscribers. This is the spooktacular October edition of our cartoon recap show. My name is Andrew Jupin, and I'm sitting alongside three fellow annoying Jim Carrey kids. We have Steven Sadak.
Smokey. Oh, no, wait.
Oh, fuck. Oh, you had one chance and you
fucked it up.
You said the wrong catchphrase. Oh, jeez. Eric Siska.
Yeah, hi. I'm an ass chain student from Buttsylvania. Happy to be here.
Oh, excellent. And Chris Cabin.
Like a glove.
Ooh, nice one.
They
dude.
Don't do it. Like
that's the only one they don't do, though.
There was a moment for it right at the fucking beginning where it's right. Like, it should be said, and it isn't said. I don't understand it.
Like, he redoes the parking space joke, and like a glove goes right with the parking space joke.
Yeah.
Of course, folks, if you didn't read the title of the episode and haven't gotten it just yet, we are covering an episode of the Ace Ventura Pet Detective cartoon series. The episode in question, Witch's Brew, original air date, October the 29th, 1999. This is season 3, episode 1. My God, 3 seasons of this show.
Yeah. Insane, unforgivable. I'll say, I watched this right at 9 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Put me in the foulest mood all day.
I don't blame you, because I think what they must do for every season is you are allotted to do every catchphrase from the 2 Ace Ventura movies proper. You are allowed to do those catchphrases 2 times around. And you have I think 13, 15, I don't know how many episodes.
Yeah.
But you have to do that because what holds this thing together is the repetition of the lines. That
sure.
is the glue that holds all of this together.
I got to tell you, because I was looking it up. So this is season 3. This is apparently there was a crossover episode between the Mask cartoon show the Ace Ventura Park cartoon show, which served as like sort of the series finale, because this show was on CBS for a long time, for the first 2 seasons. And then this is the beginning of the Nickelodeon era. So maybe the Nickelodeon era was the bad one.
Maybe
that's what this
the Nickelodeon era. That makes sense why they put that killer Marquis de Sade joke in this episode.
The episode I was talking about is Half Mask Will Travel. Ace is called upon to NASA to travel to the space station where a hamster, one that knows the entire Elvis Presley catalog, is missing. When Stanley Ipkiss arrives to retrieve his mask, which has been stolen by Spike, he becomes the Mask and he joins Ace on the mission.
Wait a second, though. So you're saying, Steve, that this is an episode of the cartoon Ace Ventura Pet Detective?
Yes.
Because I sent you guys the other thing where Ace Ventura goes over to the Mask cartoon.
Oh, maybe they're doing a home and home kind of
situation. Yeah, the plot thing I sent you is Stan's dog gets kidnapped and he hires Ace Ventura.
This is interesting. I see now on the Wikipedia list of episodes for the Half Mask Will Travel episode, it says, note, this was the second part of a crossover with the Mask animated series. So I guess part 1 was on the Mask, part 2 on Ace Ventura. This is smart. It's like one of those old pod crawls.
Oh, it's funny because I did read that at the end of this the third season of this godforsaken show. That's when the number 23 character comes in, and they go to find the monkey's dead daughter.
The monkey's dead. You want the monkey to have a dead daughter?
I do.
I will say, though, I wanted to talk about the Mask only because we've done that before, and only because Rob Paulsen is so much better at doing the Jim Carrey voice than this Mike Dangerfield.
Yes.
Am I wrong here?
I agree. I will say this, though, at least Mike Dangerfield, he goes by something else. He's credited as Mike something.
Michael Hall.
Yes. But Mike Dangerfield has gone, he is a super prolific voice actor nowadays. Like, this was his first ever gig. And I have to say, for your first ever gig, this is a pretty okay Ace Ventura impression.
Okay.
You can't be Rob Paulson right out the gate. You know what I mean? Rob sure. Paulson's a legend.
That's fair.
I mean, you know, pretty big get for this guy. Your first fucking official mm-hmm. voice gig, this hotly anticipated cartoon question mark. This is firmly in the Rambo world of this was a movie technically not for kids, and we made a kids cartoon out
That's
of it.
True, yes. Right. Yeah. There was a lot of blowjob jokes, that, I think.
I mean, he gets a blowjob in the first 4 minutes. He's an aggressively horny character.
Yes, yes. I remember watching that as a kid and not really picking up.
No, but yes.
Right, because, like, you know, I've heard of the, this is me at like 10 years old, I've heard of the blowjob. I didn't think it'd be swinging around that much.
Yeah, no. Exactly. And I was just like, so what's going, huh? Yeah, and then, like,
yeah.
Thankfully it cuts. And then, like, I feel like we watched this in school once, and a teacher wasn't aware that that happened. Kind
watch
of
the,
thing.
The movie?
The movie Ace Ventura, yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
For what, it was a fun kids movie. No, it's last week of school, just bring in a fun movie to fucking.
Hold on a second. This was Catholic school doing this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Last week of school, you can do whatever you want.
It was the bigoted ending. That's what drove him to it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, the teacher was really yucking it up about the transphobia.
Got to plant the seed. Got to plant it
that's
early.
That's true. Very true. But
holy
yes.
Shit, Father McNally, you got to come in here. We're watching the end of Ace Ventura. It's the best part. Come in here.
Well, no, she was in Blade Runner. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, guys, don't get me going. I'm going to. Sean Young is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
He is indeed.
So also want to say a big fuck you to Amazon, and I mean, as always, officially Jeff Bezos, because of course he has control over this, right? But 3 seasons of the show streaming on Prime, This transfer is fucking terrible. It looks bad resolution wise and it's fucking stretched to 16:9.
Who is going to take the care to make this look good?
Well, I mean, you figure this is like from a DVD, so at least somewhere there was a correct aspect ratio.
I guess so. I mean, it's one of those things that clearly, like, it's all just a numbers game. Like, this gets Amazon to 2 million hours of content, and it's like, right. That's cool. Yep.
And the fucking, you know, 23-year-old that's tasked with uploading it to the server doesn't get it.
And when the animated Ace Ventura movie with Chris Pratt voicing Ace Ventura comes out, They will be able to create their own show off of it once again. You see, it's just all planning. That's
hey,
all it
it's
is.
Me, Ace Ventura. All righty then. Man.
Give me $2 million. Talk to you later.
Hey, is your number still 911? All right then.
It's all righty then. All right then. All righty then.
Chris,
all
you're being
right then.
Chris, you're doing great. You're irreplaceable as always. Totally unique voice.
I would just kill for some actual Ace Ventura level comedy in this. This was rough, dude. This
you're
was
not going to find it here.
It's loud noises and screaming, and that's what this is.
I got something to start. The theme song is ass.
It is.
Ooh, it
total
sucks.
Ass.
Yeah, it's total ass.
Big mud butt.
Indeed.
Ace Ventura's going to do something.
Ace Ventura's going to find your pet.
Yeah.
What is the bit? So it's like, you know, just like Ace Ventura farting around, so much farting in the theme song. But the last bit is there's a bunch of animals, like of all shapes and sizes, like, you know, polar bears and such.
Yeah, yeah.
Wanting to use a fire hydrant as a toilet, and I was confused
yeah, I
by
don't
that.
Understand why that's supposed to be funny. That's something that's purely associated with dogs and drunk guys.
Because in a better world, we would allow polar bears to piss in the street and shit in the street.
Yes,
we would indeed. That would be a utopia.
If
that we'll never see.
If this cartoon was 20 minutes of just animals pissing and shitting in the street, it would be way better. I would say check it out.
But alas, that's just the first few seconds. Yeah, no. lame theme song. And yeah, it's just him. It's a montage of him finding animals, which is kind of funny.
And then he does the like a glove. His car flies over a gated community into a parking spot. He should say like a glove, does not, instead goes into this witchly lady's house and makes a fart joke about her fiber.
first he puts on he's got a pumpkin head on and scares some people outside.
Of course.
Letting you know this is firmly a Halloween episode.
Just in case anybody was wondering.
This episode aired October 29th, so it was really
primo timing. Mm-hmm. I have to point out, because it's weird, and I guess because like this is the house of a witch that's behind this gate. Yes. When he drives over the gate in his car, do you guys catch the living gargoyles that get out of the way?
Of course. Like it ain't no thing. It's just like, all right, these are just living gargoyles.
It's supernatural because we're at 1313 Witch Haven Lane.
Mm. Oh, that's true.
Well, that's, and you also know that the witch isn't like kidding. She clearly has the power, because if that wasn't true, those gargoyles wouldn't be moving.
Why is it that, you're right. Why is it, though, that when the witch goes to answer the door, she turns her form into a kindly old lady that sort of just also looks like the witch? Because also, not for nothing, when she reveals herself to be a witch in front of Ace Ventura, he doesn't care. He's actually very respectful about it.
Well, because she does not understand that she is herself going to face a monster, and that is the visage of Ace Ventura. So she does not know that she should just be herself and just show herself. But I also think it's just in general for, like, wheeling and dealing with the public. You want to look like a normal person. Right. You don't want to immediately, like, but also, you are dealing with the person who immediately walks in and says, "Hey, are you shitting right?"
Yeah.
And makes a joke about it and thinks that's funny.
Lay off the fiber. Who are you?
It smells like shit in here.
She's also disguising the nature of the problem. My bird, Tweety, right? But it turns out to be a bat later, which I guess he's famously adverse to because of that second movie.
It has to be like, hey, remember the like kind of big bit in that second movie where he's afraid of bats? All right, you do remember that? Oh, good, because this is the third season of the cartoon. So we just got to make sure everybody remembers. Ace Ventura, scared of bats.
No, actually, we didn't use too much else from that second movie. We were very pick and choose. We were careful.
Okay. Do you think there's an episode buried somewhere in these three seasons of this cartoon show where the Tommy Davidson character from part two appears?
It's my buddy
from When Nature Calls.
There better not be. That's where I'm going to stand on this. There better not be a Tommy Davidson character in this fucking show. I swear to fucking God.
So she's like, oh, the last time I saw him was like down in the basement or something. And he goes down into the basement, and this is where he pulls the, who's your decorator? The Marquis de Sade? That was like, is slapping their knee over that?
Well, listen, they got to learn about the Marquis sometime. I remember as a young child being very interested.
Mm-hmm. But like the decoration remark, like, is there shit smeared on the wall of this woman's basement?
Not that I can see.
Spooky, scary, and Marquis de Sade. Also, like, it's sometimes a stand-in for Dracula for some reason.
Yes,
I don't know why.
As a kid,
French Dracula.
Yeah, exactly.
Essentially.
That's very strange. He gets spooked out in the basement, and he runs up the stairs to the old lady. Definitely does a do not go in there.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, so many lines from the first movie are re-uttered here, and just to varying degree. One that bothers me, when he makes a joke to himself, for himself.
Yes.
He does it multiple times, but if I remember that movie correctly, which I do because I've seen it a million times, but I haven't seen it in 25 years, that is him making fun of someone. Someone makes a joke at his expense, and he goes, meh, 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 meh.
Like, oh, right. Yeah, you're right.
That's not how he laughs. That's how he makes fun of people.
It's when Fat Detective makes fun of him for the first time in front of, what's her name?
I think Sean. I heard a toilet flush.
Yes. It was that exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's the, like, the, but he does that to, like, when he's
it's like
enjoying
his
own. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's like a tick that they give him, and it's really weird because he's just like standing around, no one's saying anything. He's like,
are you okay? Do you need to bite onto something or something?
Well, this is a classic Simpsons. Hey, who the hell am I talking to? Because he is just talking to nobody at no given time.
Here's the thing,
gags.
Though. The smart way for that to... Smart. Let's not get nuts. But what they do here, I think, to offset, is this guy just crazy? He's got this fucking monkey that understands English.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Spike
okay.
the monkey. And so, like, a lot of that talk is just to the monkey, and then they cut to the monkey, and the monkey's like,
Yeah.
It's like, okay. But the, on with the show.
But the monkey is not a Gromit-esque character that can help this out. Because I will tell you this much. This monkey, if it was on its grind, if it was trying to keep Ace from getting killed, he absolutely would be like, hey, in monkey, I don't know, monkey language, would have told Ace Ventura, hey, don't pull your asshole in front of a teenager, teenage girl.
Yeah, sure.
Specifically, don't pull it apart and speak like you are an ass-change student from Butsylvania. Right. Just so, don't do that.
I love this. I love that. Yes. Hey, you're an adult man walk into a high school and start playing with your asshole.
See how long this lasts before you're tackled.
Did we
Let me stimulate my prostate in front of you.
Do you have some Banaka? What is that? I've never heard of that. What's
I was
that?
Just reading about the Marquis de Sade. Did we mention that there was a left behind clue of mystery meat? That's why he goes to the high school for the cafeteria.
Thank you, Eric.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. And he's like, the one place you go, the one place that serves mystery meat, high school cafeterias.
Of course.
For some reason. And he goes there, and then this is where we meet Bunny, who is a sexy babe with witch powers, I guess.
Sexy underage babe.
Right? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. She underagely turns this nerd into a frog.
He was into it. He's
he
cool,
looks like the Incredible Mr. Lippitt here. Do you you guys see that movie, that Don Knotts movie?
Yes. Totally.
He's a fish. It's first. Yes. The nerd is a fish before the frog.
Oh, crush me as a fish.
Yes. I think we should maybe do that Don Knotts movie. That might be fun.
No, I'm turning into a fish now.
She dobbed me into a fish.
No. I'll stick your finger right in my gill. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shove me in that water tank. it's this nerd kind of like asks her out or whatever, and she's like, I don't think so. Turns him into a fish and like leaves him in this fish tank in a classroom.
Does it inexplicably with an eggplant amulet that I didn't quite understand what the egg. I mean, we're many years before it means a penis.
Yes.
So I didn't see it as that. I don't know why it's an eggplant. I didn't catch that.
I don't understand either, and it's not explained because they don't really tell you what this amulet is.
I guess
is.
We should watch the rest of the series and then come back to this episode.
I don't think it's explained
Let's pause this episode, Chris.
That's me, hand up.
We can start on season one, episode one, The Reindeer Hunter, by the way.
There we go.
Oh, dude, is he doing a fucking Russian roulette scene?
I hope so. It's
someone
called...
put it on in the background. Right.
Episode two, 5 easy possums. I mean...
Oh, my God. There is an episode called Natural Born Koala.
Oh,
come on. Hey, is Reservoir Dogs just the same?
Now we're thinking.
Jaws, that just can stay as is. Oh, man. So he goes to the cafeteria kitchen area, and he's talking to these guys. He makes a sometimes they come back reference
right here.
Yes,
which
right
is
here.
Really strange.
Because, again...
Who?
Not for the 6-year-old watching this. We have a great joke here about, these frogs are delivered and the cafeteria guy wants to make them into smoothies is the joke. And then it's like, this wasn't labeled cafeteria. It was labeled biology lab. I guess I just totally can't read.
Ace Ventura is there to make sure that there's no meat in the meatloaf. And again,
there is a brief moment where one of the cafeteria workers wants to break out the blenders to make frog smoothies.
And a motor oil stew is what it's being prepared for the day.
And then he pretends to be the science teacher to sort of stop the dissection of frogs, I guess is the idea here.
Yeah, he goes to this biology lab and he's like definitely about to kiss it or whatever.
Yeah,
But then this biology teacher comes in who's also a giant woman.
Oh, dude.
My God. I can't believe we have giant woman stuff going on.
It's crazy. It's so much. She's like, various hall pass. And she puts him in a thigh lock around his neck. And it's
she's
like
Xenia on a top of him.
Exactly.
Dude.
And at least she shaved her legs, guys, because that's a real problem at the time.
it's really something. The the psychosexual stuff in the Ace Ventura cartoon.
But also just this, pretty like thick. This weird, like it sort of reminded me of the weird John Waters nightmare in Society, the mother.
Oh, remember right. The, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
mother
yeah.
character is like eating hair or whatever, because she's just like, wear these hard pants. And I get it, like, yes. she's supposed to, they're playing it like Eastern European or whatever.
Yes.
But they're playing it like an Eastern European monster. Wear these hard pants.
And then he sends her on a wild goose chase for a fake
Butterfly
that has Elvis Presley something or other.
I didn't quite understand what her obsession with butterflies comes from. It just is a thing that's tacked on, I guess.
Because yeah, sure. she's like the biology teacher, and it's like, oh, here's this rare butterfly, I think is the what she's being duped over here. Like, I could go get rare butterfly for class because biology teacher also means I would be obsessed with these things.
Sure.
Sure.
All right.
Well, look. Do you want to talk to this lady with your asshole? More of age. Oh, more yes. might be more appropriate. Ace.
Go ahead. Give her the full goatsy.
Oh.
Yes.
So the monkey shows Ace Ventura the nerd in the fish tank and says that Bunny, you know, did this to him or whatever. And dude, just this classic. Give me an S for suspect.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
God damn it.
So we're using pooper scoopers with the frogs, and we're telling all the kids that they have to walk their frogs every day. That's a step too far, I will say. I love frogs. I think they should all be free and all that. They shouldn't have to be walked. Just let them go. Don't dissect them.
Disagree. Get out of here.
Well, that's your opinion, Eric, and that's fine.
Cut them
I
up.
Will say I love frogs too, and one of the best meals I ever had in my life involved frog legs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Super tasty, super garlicky.
I have not partook.
I like Ace Ventura. I don't think this is a direct reference, but because I'm 40 years old watching this cartoon, I guess I made the reference myself. But when he's breaking into her locker with the fucking, like, not a flamethrower, but the whatever you want to call those things, you know, the torches. Yes. I just was thinking of Thief the whole time.
No, I mean, I doubt
breaking,
it.
Carefully breaking into this girl's locker with a blowtorch. There it is.
That should, you know, that's a movie that should have an inappropriate cartoon for kids is Thief.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's like he survives that night in the suburbs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He just walks away into the night, and then he's doing jobs for people, but he's also like running an orphanage or something.
And now he's friends with Robert Prosky.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you have any idea the kind of safes they have at Hasbro? Do you have any idea? It's locked up there. Every toy company like that, they're all locked up. AB will kill you.
And actually, whoops-a-doodle, Jim Belushi wasn't shot to death by a shotgun up against a van. He's actually been turned into a gorilla. And now there's a gorilla walking around.
Absolutely.
That's kind of cute and fun, right?
Oh. Hey, we're robbing toy stores. I'd watch that cartoon. That's the Thief cartoon. Let's adapt it. We'll make that. Mm-hmm. It's Jimmy Kahn, a monkey. Done. Robert Prosky.
It would be great. You make his hair even bigger of like a fro thing. It'll be so fun.
Oh, totally. You draw him like Art Garfunkel. That'd be
absolutely
cute.
And then every episode, they're like, what are you? The union? Union, I'm wearing it. And they're like, yay. He said the catchphrase.
And the guy, of course, you can turn the guy who builds him the safe cracking materials. You turn that into a pig man, a jolly talking pig.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That guy's, he's sort of halfway there anyway. Yeah, he's like a fucking mole person or something.
Yeah, I mean, he works in the dark, so that's about accurate.
I'm liking this. I'm liking all of this. I'll tell you right now, guys. All right, so, yeah, they break into her locker. He finds, this has to be a reference to a previous episode, right? Because he's like, oh, an autographed copy of, or an autographed photo of Gabe the pig, as if
I have no idea. Yeah, I was like, huh?
Right? Okay. But then here's the bat. The bat's attached to his ass. Uh-oh.
The bat is fucking him in the ass. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It's way deep in there.
Oh, yeah.
Wedged.
Face first, man. Mm-hmm. The children's cartoon. Unbelievable. Bunny turns Ace Ventura and the monkey into frogs right here, I think, also.
Yeah.
Because, like, she's like, what are you doing in my locker? Let's just use this fucking spell right in the middle of a public hallway in the middle of the day.
But you know what? I do got to give it to Bunny, because once you see the Ace Frog, it is a hideous abomination that should be destroyed. It should be destroyed immediately. A bunny, if you don't... Honestly, you created it, you should destroy it.
Yes.
I don't know why you didn't do this right in the first place and cause... Honestly, all your troubles would go away if you had done that.
Take it to
you
the toilet, flush it.
It kind of looks like... and this is mean because he's passed away, but no disrespect. It's just with the hair and I think kind of the frog chin that they give the Ace Ventura... frog face, which sort of fills out the rest of the face more, and it's the pompadour hair. Rest in peace, but he kind of looks exactly like Mojo Nixon.
Okay, yeah.
Like deceased troubadour Mojo Nixon.
I could see
go
it.
Back and look at that Ace Ventura frog.
I could definitely see that.
It's a terrible abomination that I have to look at for about like 5 minutes during this cartoon. I did not appreciate it.
No, it's horrifying, including when the two of them, Ace Ventura Frog and Monkey Frog, use their frog tongues to latch onto the back of a bus to hitchhike to the woman's house.
Tongue surfing. They go tongue surfing, and then their tongues need to take a nap, Andrew, when they get
really
there. They need
so
to.
Gross.
My tongue needs to take a nap. Boy, that's good. That's good laughs right there.
If only that was true, Ace Ventura, you'd shut the fuck up for the rest of this episode.
No, that's not happening.
She reveals herself to be a witch and then heals him, but not the tongue, is, I guess, the idea.
Oh, for cunnilingus.
Oh, yes.
I think he's also got the Winston Churchill chin, too, still.
Oh, right, a little bit. Okay.
But so Ace solves the case, and he's like, let me guess, a cheerleader came to your door for donations, and when you left the room, she stole your amulet and your little bat friend or whatever.
And he does it in the style of Ace Ventura, which is doing it like sort of a big, long, breathless speech.
That's what you slipped in. That's what was on your shoe. And that explains the abrasion on your palm.
And he starts doing the hump in the air. No, he humps the air at the end of the episode. I apologize.
He does do that. We don't get I think what they do change at the end of his rapid fire explanation here, don't they give him a darn I'm good?
Yeah, well, yeah, you can't.
But they still reference it, though, right? Yes. I'm not making it up. He definitely says darn I'm good.
I believe so, yeah.
And he doesn't go backwards. He doesn't do the whole thing backwards and then do it again, does he?
Oh, goddamn. No, but that is, listen, that's one of the funniest fucking scenes.
I guarantee you they did it somewhere in the show.
It absolutely
happened.
Yeah, without question. This show isn't above, like, I mean, there was a legitimate, I guess, mask crossover, but I'm sure they reference other Jim Carrey shit. Like, I bet you anything, Ace Ventura says big gulps, we'll see you later at some point.
He goes to a movie theater, it's the Majestic.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy, this is such a heartwarming theater I'm at right now.
Him and Martin Landau.
Oh, wow. What old movie are we going to see tonight? Oh, Touch of Evil yet again.
Wait, so, R.E.M. is playing another song about me. Weird.
So the witch gives Ace and Spike a broom to fly on so they can go catch this girl. So they fly to the mall, I believe. Where do all the high school kids go? The mall. Oh. So me, a grown pervert, Ace Ventura, will go to the mall.
All the normal girls. And you're speaking of a witch lady with a special bat person that can like turn you into a frog. I guess so, because it works. I guess so.
And she winds up, basically she's turning a statue or a Mr. Hyde wax figurine into her boyfriend. Like that's sort of something.
And at the same time,
I'm sure that guy's packing a fucking hammer.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. Look out for this guy. He'll fucking break right through a city street.
He's like a wax sculpture or something.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think
like,
they did that. I don't think they took care of downstairs.
Interesting.
Rub my bump.
Yeah, there's a lot of bump rubbing in the front and the back, probably.
But I thought he was like Frankenstein or something, but Hyde makes more sense.
Yeah, or just some like Igor,
something,
you know,
right.
Whatever the fuck,
brute
back kind
of
guy,
a brute of
listen
some
to this
sort.
This is how ill-defined this show is. Even their Halloween monster they're bringing back to life, they couldn't be bothered
Yeah.
To make it a Dracula, a Frankenstein, or a mummy or something.
But Eric, I might just point out they do have a butt bat. There's a butt bat.
That's right. I did appreciate
it. Butt bat, baby.
I love
butt bat, baby, butt bat.
I think I heard that at my uncle's wedding.
So
we were at a beach. Everybody was shitting in the water.
Oh, ew.
That's awesome.
What is that? The Orchard Beach song? I don't know.
Oh, that is such a good, like, specific New York burn to Orchard Beach. I love it.
Absolutely.
Orchard Beach, yeah, it's a dump.
It's an absolute dump. It was it's a beach in the Bronx where I saw a diaper floated past my legs and I was in the shallow end.
Oh, that scans. Yeah. I was there once and it was not pretty.
No.
But you go get the fucking good fried seafood at City Island, though.
It's true.
That's worth the trip. Just don't go to the beach. Like, I think you get to, there's that one road where it's like, if you go left, it's Orchard Beach.
Yes.
You go right, you go on to City Island. Just never take that fucking left. Go to the right and get the fried seafood.
City Island is where my mom saw a local production of Doubt that she swears by. So there you go. The City Island players doing Doubt.
Wow.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
Man.
Okay. That's something.
Enjoy that.
So Ace Ventura goes to fight this guy and the guy folds him into a basketball and he throws him off the top level of the mall. But thank God this Fantasia-esque witch's broom flies in.
Thank you for reminding me about the we should not be referencing Fantasia in this.
No.
This is not.
Well, it's the only fucking movie reference these kids are going to get, I guess. Right?
Sure. It's just, that's art and this is trash, you know?
And that's
very fair point. Fair point.
I do like also, man, they are fucking playing with that third rail with the Brooms theme song. Because it is like, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-da-da-da. Like, it just gets right as close as they can go without the mouse fucking knocking on the door. Pretty ballsy stuff for this cartoon.
This broom's got cute eyes, too. You can just see the judge fucking executing this thing and putting it in a big jug of fucking dip.
Oh, I
with
would love
glee
that.
In his eyes, too.
Yeah, just loving it.
Dip the whole show.
One character at a time, though. I don't want no fucking mass dipping. I want to see one of these fuckers go at a time. And you save Ace Ventura for last and the monkey second to last.
No, get rid of the innocent little shoe and give me this Ace Ventura fucking cartoon.
Yeah.
Being dipped like feet first into the dip.
Making
the little fucking jokes while he's doing it at first, but then realizing he is going to die for real.
Oh no, I'm dying for real.
Really?
Alrighty then.
You know what? This is me, Judge Doom, talking now. The fucking execution of that Ace Ventura cartoon character was one of the most satisfying things I've ever experienced in my life. I vow from this day forward to never harm another toon again in my life.
See?
Watching that thing melt into the dip was one of the most rewarding experiences I've ever felt.
He just had to get it out of his system.
Yes, he needs a real good one.
Bob Hoskins is right by him. You need a little help? You need a little help. I get the other side for you. You could use two hands for one arm.
Yeah, you're right, though. Like, a little cute shoe. There's nothing annoying about that. Like, you get that Ace Ventura, you're like, I'm doing the Lord's work.
Man, please, just scream louder if you can.
So they go to the Halloween dance at the high school again. Let's bring Ace Ventura back to the high school.
Yeah, we're going back.
Sure. Did you see what is going on with this kid that looks like they drew him like a fucking Caucasian Bart Simpson? You see this?
Yes.
That was horrifying.
What the fuck is that?
Well, I think that like he's a real kid dressed as Bart Simpson is the idea.
Oh, yeah.
It's
Halloween.
Was unsettling.
That looked like damage done to a head. That did not look like a costume going on.
No, there. You're right, dude. That should make Elliot Stabler throw up.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Maybe
that
he was like
good.
A victim of surgery of some kind or something.
It's possible.
Maybe,
I mean, they don't get into it. That's the sad part. Is they
fell
don't
into
really
a thresher as a boy.
Yes.
Oh, that'll get you. Every
happens
time.
Every day.
It does. Oh my God. You should see the thresher people.
Thresher people. So this prolonged, unfunny extended bit where to cause a distraction or something, he pretends a banana peel's attacking, like he's doing the facehugger alien bit.
Yes.
Man, I think it takes longer than the movie.
It is so long. And it takes you so long to even realize for it to pay off. Like, cause it's so much of him being like, something's on my face. Something's on my face.
And it's Ace Ventura, so he could just be doing a, uh-oh, the banana peel's attacking me joke, and nobody would know.
It took forever. Then the monkey comes out as a chest burster. I'm like, oh, I get it.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody yells chest burster or something at one point. Oh, no, it's when they win the dance. He's referred to as the chest burster, which is funny. But this is because the prank, right, gets a huge round of applause from the kids at the school. And how does Ace Ventura pay his respects? With a spank you very much. Just spanking them kids, man.
Sure. Fine.
Spank.
I fucking hate this cartoon. I thought this was going to be fun.
No, there's no fun anymore, Eric.
No, not with this fucking soulless cartoon, at least this episode. But so it turns out this girl Bunny did all of this to rig the Halloween dance so she could be crowned the queen of Halloween. This seems like the long way around, lady.
Yeah. It's like sort of like they haven't done anything else in the episode but talk about this contest. So maybe it kind of has to be that. You know what I mean? Like,
right. And then it's all for nothing because we hear over the announcement, the winner is instead alien victim and chest burster.
Yes. Which is Ace Ventura because the little monkey jumped out of his shirt.
It's so funny.
I hope you kids know alien.
Yes.
He also makes that fucking... So she turns the little bat into a big bat. Ace Ventura's got to fight it.
Oh, boy.
And he does a "you're trapped in here with me" remark.
Great. Yeah, Watchmen. Sure, we'll do a little Watchmen reference.
That's great. Wow.
Really, really deep for these 6 and 7 year old kids watching it. He fucking rides the bat, eventually does a Captain Kirk impression.
That's in the movie. He did it in the movie. He's got to do it there.
That's right. Something.
Yes.
And then he goes, when he tames the bat, he yells, "Yippee-ki-yay!"
Sure.
Okay.
Just get that in there. And then this is, a lot of gross out stuff, a lot of gross-ish stuff, but this is like the gross out moment where it's like, oh, here comes the Mr. Hyde guy causing trouble again, and he just goes, "Guano alert," and this bat shits on this guy's face. Come on.
Great.
You can't say shit, you can say guano. That's
guano.
Yep. Yeah. A source of nitrate.
Mm-hmm. They have guano.
Oh my god, and whatever. He fucking takes the amulet away from this girl. She loses her power, and the funniest thing about it is they make her do, it's like, uh-oh, the amulet's off, transformation time, and it just looks like the same exact person wearing a different outfit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this show is so fucking cheap.
I hate it.
The bat shit was for Mr. Hyde here, but then Bunny also gets covered in cake.
Oh, yeah.
There's cake all over your face.
Uh-huh.
You pretty girl.
Yeah.
Take that, you pretty girl.
You're so filthy, you should clean up for me.
And then the end of this is like the girl, I guess, is working for this witch now because she's like sweeping the front lawn or
something. I think she's
shit.
Like being punished for having done that.
Right.
And this is also a sexual punishment, speaking of Marquis de Sade, because... You have to, the witch is using the broom to spank the young girl's fanny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See?
Uh-huh.
This is fucking.
It's twisted.
Wild.
Now
it's
why
crazy.
Nickelodeon was
a
viper's nest with guys like Dan Schneider or whatever his name was.
Dude, you got seasons 1 and 2 of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, the animated series. Wholesome family fun. Boom. Yes. Episode 1 premiering on Nickelodeon. It's Filth Town.
Yeah. Yep.
This is outrageous.
Yep. I mean, we should protest this.
By the way, we were making remarks about how awkward it is when he just like has his little laugh that he does.
Yeah.
It's the last thing you hear in the episode.
Haunt your dreams.
Because like the moon has turned into a jack-o'-lantern and he's just like, oh, look at that. I'm like, that's it. I'm like, that's it?
Okay.
Come on.
All right,
you gotta,
buddy.
I mean, like. The old lady says something to which he replies, all righty then. And that's how you end an Ace Ventura cartoon episode. My God. Just the carelessness with which they treated this beloved comedy character.
What episode do you think he does the Scotty impression on?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's got to definitely do the, I can't do it, Captain. I don't have the power.
Yeah, oh, it's the first
It's
got to
be somewhere.
Season. It's the it's the first third of the first season.
Chris, oh, yeah, I said that exact quote when I put this on.
it's actually in the fifth episode, All the President's Meerkats.
Wow.
It's a banger, if you were wondering.
Oh, or the great classic 9.5 sheep.
Mm. Oh man, a Salo or the 120 days of salamanders.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The friends of Eddie Koala. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. That is a fucking very good one.
Back to the ferret.
Yeah. And those salamanders, Chris, can get into all kinds of holes.
They can, especially the Italian kind.
The good, the bad, and the duckling.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So that is the end of this reprehensible but spooktacular Ace Ventura cartoon episode. We'll go around the horn here for some final thoughts. Eric Siska.
Yes, I was embarrassed. That was I almost turned this off. I was almost like, guys, I'm sick today. I can't.
Wow.
This was awful. Yeah. I never want to see this again. Everything about it. Because it's like as problematic as those Ace Ventura movies, I can glob on to something.
Yep.
This is nothing. This is just nothing.
Yep.
Patreon subscribers. Listener Request Month is in March.
Right. Don't you dare.
We do allow requests.
Don't you
for Animation Damnation. So I'm
really,
just saying.
If you really want to put Eric through it.
Uh-huh. If you want to break him.
Yeah, exactly. He's going totally mad. Chris Cabin.
Well, Eric, I think it's just that you didn't see the best episode of this, which is Quiz Snake.
Come on.
Which is a fun.
The snakes?
They gave you the venom.
There it is.
That's it.
No, I mean, it's a horrible thing to behold. It should never have been made. I mean, this and the mask. I mean, all of the yes. Jim Carrey attempts at making him a cartoon. He's a living cartoon. That's what's cool about him. Why would you do the other thing? Why? What? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
They should make it more serious. Like, this should be like a serious Ace Ventura.
Show more episodes of In Living Color. Make it easier to see that. That's,
holy fuck.
That's all you got to do. You don't got to do nothing crazy.
Fire Marshal guy? That could have been a cartoon.
Oh, Fire Marshal Bill definitely could have been a cartoon. Look, here's the thing. I just thought of it. Mm. We get together an animated Ace Ventura reboot in the style of that fucking Peacock Bel Air show that's like Sirius Fresh
Prince. Yeah, exactly.
We do Sirius Ace Ventura, but it's animated.
Yeah. So animals are getting murdered and he's an animal homicide detective.
Yeah. I think, so, we'd work through it.
Yeah, so his major enemy is like some chinchilla millionaire who's just making coats and fucking, I don't know, like laundry napkins.
Or maybe he's like busting animal crimes in the sense of like, here's the Beethoven fucking veterinary lab. Let's fucking bust that guy.
Yeah, and he's
you know what I mean?
He's an advocate for climate, against climate change.
It's true.
Not for, against.
Sorry. Did I cut you off there, Chris Cabin?
Oh, no, it's just a very embarrassing and I hope I never see it again.
Listener Request Month this March. Steve Sadek.
Yeah, that's three for never again. I was looking up just like a list of Halloween specials or Halloween centric episodes. Like, we never did the Ace Ventura cartoon. I regret it so deeply.
Me too.
It's a black hole of entertainment. I can't believe this was legal. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, I agree with you guys. I just like to fucking play chicken with the Listener Request Month. But yeah, to never have to watch this again, that would be just dreamy. This was so fucking creatively bankrupt in every possible way. Just bad all around. I will say, like, I'm glad, what's his face there? Michael Dangerfield got a career out of this. He's still working to this day. You know, a real fucking Welker-esque, looking filmography. So.
What are they on the 13th season of that Liar Liar animated series?
I mean, I don't know.
All those cases, they're getting a little crazy. Some of those cases they have to take on.
Every episode he beats himself up in a different room of the courthouse.
Adorable. Yes.
So if to not watch this again, that would be great. If fate deems otherwise in March, hey, that's the job. But no, this was awful, and I fingers crossed to never see it again. But that is going to do it for this episode of Animation Damnation, a spooktacular edition. As always, thank you so much for being the kick-ass Patreon subscribers that you are. And until next month, I've been Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Sisko.
Chris Cabin.
Take it easy.